This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof. Grr.
Yes, this is The Woods on a Thursday night. It's Joy for 94.9. I'll get it right one day. This is Baymax Bear Matt, and we've got in the studio...
Bear Curious Dean. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm fantastic tonight there.
I can't get it off. It doesn't roll off my tongue. Baymax Bear Matt.
Baymax Bear Matt.
Aha. Uh-huh. And no Big Bear Mark tonight?
No.
We're home alone. Dad's given us the keys to the log cabin, and we're here to run amok.
What kind of mischievousness can we get up to tonight?
I don't know. It's a little bit exciting. I feel very grown up.
Now, Mark is seeing Anastasia tonight.
All out of love, yeah.
I'm very jealous.
Absolutely. I think she'd be great in concert.
We should have gone. We should have hightailed those tickets and...
I know.
And let Papa Bear do his thing here.
No, but it's good to be in here tonight in the woods in our log cabin. And because we're here home alone, we thought we'd explore what do bears do when they're home alone.
What do you do when you're home alone?
Well, I'm bear curious. I'm not sure that it's worth sharing. But
I do not want to see your internet history.
No. But look, when we were discussing earlier in the week about whether we should chat about home alone, we thought maybe we should get in a special guest to tell us about what he does when he's home alone.
Macaulay Culkin.
But he wasn't available, so our second option, and perhaps even a better option, is
Mike.
Hey, hello. Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome to the woods.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Now, are we going to acknowledge who
Mike is?
Mike is, yeah.
He's not just some mysterious bear who's come off
the street.
Off
no.
The street. He's my partner.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Mike. How
or,
you doing?
Or boyfriend, or
significant other.
Bearsband? Cubsband?
Cubsband.
Cubsband. I have not heard that before. Is that a term?
It's a thing that we...
Yeah. I think we made it up.
Aha. Uh-huh. A bear romance. A bearmance?
No.
Baymaxmance?
So tell me, guys. So you're in a relationship together. So can I ask you, Mike, how did you guys meet?
We met at Southern Hibernation.
Ah, okay.
Many years ago.
Many years ago when you were mere cubs?
2012, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So going on 3 years.
And Mike, you're not from around here, are you?
No, I'm from New Zealand.
Say some more. So Auckland, yeah?
Yeah, from Auckland.
I went to New Zealand for the first time this year at Christmas time, myself and the mister. Mm-hmm. Went and to the South Island. We went down to Queenstown and to the Milford Track. We didn't get to Auckland, so tell me a bit about what did I miss out on?
It's a city kind of like Sydney, pretty similar to Sydney.
Uh-huh.
This is your chance to pump up New Zealand, Mike.
Lots of roads, lots of people.
Lots of roads. Mm. Is that where the Rotorua? No, Rotorua is higher.
Rotorua is on the North Island.
South. Oh, it's further south, but it's on the North Island, but south of Auckland.
Yeah. Auckland's kind of two-thirds of the way up the North Island.
And it's really smelly.
What? Rotorua is smelly. Auckland's.
No, Rotorua is smelly.
That's right. Yeah, Rotorua is kind of near the middle.
And so that's right. I'm a bit unclear now. So does Auckland smell or not?
No.
So Auckland smells nice. Okay. Yes.
It's really just like Melbourne, Auckland.
Sort of.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit more about yourself, Mike. So you identify as a bear.
Yes. Yep.
And I can see you. So let's paint a picture for the listeners. So you're
thick cut gentleman with a beard.
Thick cut gentleman. Like a potato chip.
Yeah. And you've got a beard happening as well.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
It needs a trim at the moment. You've had the beard for about 10 years, haven't you?
Yeah, about 10 years. I decided to try it out to see what it would look like, and I liked it. So
you like the look.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you got Chinese heritage, yeah?
Yeah, my dad is Chinese.
Your dad is Chinese. So tell us about that. So did you grow up with the Chinese
not really.
Culture?
My mum is European, so
right.
It was kind of a
Scottish
mix of both of the cultures. Lots of Chinese food
and Scottish food at the same time.
Sort of, yeah.
So chop suey haggis. Ew. Szechuan haggis, maybe. I don't know.
No.
Szechuan haggis would be interesting.
Do you have a favourite dish?
No.
Just like, don't serve him bean sprouts.
Yeah, I've had a lot of bean sprouts in my time, so...
Okay. So, yeah, so away from the bean sprouts.
Whenever we have food at home, it's just no bean sprouts and no vermicelli noodles.
That's right. Those thin rice noodles, had a bit too many of those.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the product of a Chinese person in a Western culture, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So talking about things you do at home, other than eating, when you're home alone, Mike, mm-hmm. can we ask you, what is it that you do?
I play with Lego.
You play with Legos. This is your dirty little secret, the Lego.
Yes, it is.
So when you were growing up, obviously, Lego just doesn't come out of nowhere. Your parents are teachers?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, are they the ones who first gave you Lego?
Yes. Yeah. So when I was young, about 5 or 6, they got me some Lego sets. I built some houses and vehicles and things like that.
Do you remember your first set?
No.
You don't? No. So I'm a little bit older than you guys, and my first Lego, my memories are of getting a little space module, the grey space...
Benny, let's just call him Benny.
Benny the space...
Did it come with a little minifigure?
I think it did. My memory goes back that far, but it was a little space units, and myself, my little brother, every birthday or Christmas, we would get another little space module to work on.
Yeah,
Did you have those as well?
Yeah, I have some space Lego. I've still got it, luckily.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when we were in New Zealand recently, we actually went through your mum's old cupboard to retrieve some of your old Lego.
Yeah.
What was the oldest set that we found?
I think it was an old lighting set. With little cubes with wires that you can plug in with LEDs and so on, or the precursor to LEDs.
Fancy. I don't think I've ever... So you can actually get, like, technical bits that go onto Lego.
Yeah. Back in the day, they had a light and sound set, so you could have little sounds and change the sound by turning a knob and light bricks.
In primary school in the 90s, I remember going to... It was like a tech type of school, and they had all these different cogs and... I guess weights and pulleys and all these things, and it was all Lego. And I remember just playing with that as a kid, and just it was so much fun. You could just spend hours just checking out that. And as a kid, I had just a box full of misshaped Lego that had just been somehow accumulated from other people.
Yes, yes.
And just you let your imagination run wild.
That's the great thing about Lego, isn't it? Even though you might get a space module or a Viking ship or whatever it is that you get, you can actually let your imagination just go to work with it.
Yeah, that's right. So all the different... Some sets might only be one or two colours and have a limited number of parts, but then you can combine them with anything else and it all fits together.
Now, I obviously know you in a different way. You're a stickler for following the actual instructions.
Yes. When I was young, I was very creative, so I made big houses and big towers and things that, out of random pieces. But now that I've gotten older, I prefer to think of them more as models. Rather than
when you've made them, does that mean you preserve them? Or?
Yeah. So I keep them on the shelf as they were out of the box.
Dean, when you visit our house, you will enter a room specifically just for Lego.
It's like a Lego bear cave.
We have shelves all across the walls. It's just different
with
sets.
The Lego on display. Yeah. Fantastic.
We're going to ask you a bit later on there, Mike, how many different sets you have and if you have a favourite and... I guess what they are worth. If you'd like to join in the conversation, you can send us an email on air at joy.org.au. If you want to send us a text message, it's 0427JOY949 and tell us your favourite Lego set.
Or something else that you like to do home alone, but keep it clean because we're getting clean tonight because Big Bear Mark's not here. We're going to be clean. We're going to play nice. But yeah, what are your hobbies? What are the things that you like to do when you're home alone? Either on your own or with someone else? Do you do Lego on your own or is Matt allowed to touch the Lego?
Yeah, he's into it now as well.
Oh, so the couple that Lego together stay together.
I've been converted.
Do you have a favourite Lego type?
Yeah, but we'll get to that after this.
Oh, I can't wait. What are we...
You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Fantastic.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Wolf girl, you're on The Woods with Curious Dean, Bayman Bear Mac. I can't say that. Just Matt.
Just Matt.
Just Matt. It's Dean and Matt. Big Bear Mark ain't here tonight, so we're home alone. Bears alone. Bears gone wild. So we've invited in Mike.
Hello.
Hey. Now, we're talking about Lego. We're talking about things that people do home alone. So hobbies. And Mike has a Lego hobby.
That's right.
Obsession.
I was going to say, is it an obsession or a hobby? It's a hobby. You'd call it a hobby?
A collection.
A collection of Lego.
It's very formal of you.
It is.
So let's understand a little bit about Lego. So Lego goes all the way back to 1949. I've done my research. 1949 with Legos. And since then, Lego has become a major subculture. And it supports movies and games and competitions. And it's actually got some amusement parks themed around Lego.
Yeah. We were in Japan 6 months ago, and in Tokyo they have it's called Legoland.
Yeah.
However, you need a child to actually go in there. So we went to Legoland, and we couldn't get in.
You were childless.
Childless.
You couldn't just pick one up off the street and say, here we are, let me into Legoland.
Unfortunately not, no.
Oh.
But that's right. There are photos online, so you can still enjoy it.
Fantastic. So as of my research says, that as of 2013... around 560 billion Lego parts have been produced. That's a lot of Lego.
It's a lot of Lego, and a lot of it is in our house.
There's nothing worse when you lose a bit of Lego and you step on it with bare feet.
It's painful.
It can be painful. Recently, in February 2015, Lego actually replaced Ferrari as the world's most powerful brand. So Lego is the most powerful brand in the world.
I think the toy brands, it used to be Mattel, who makes Barbie, and then it overtook those as far as toys are concerned.
Do you think, you mentioned Barbie there. Now, Barbie, I think of as being, I guess, traditionally, maybe, a female...
Traditionally,
type toy. Is Lego Barbie kind of a boy thing?
Is that historically wrong to say? Historically, that's how it's been perceived. But if you remember Lego ads from the 70s, they were actually gender neutral. So it actually had a picture of a young female child, and it was let your imagination do the... I guess the building, and she was actually playing with a rocket that she had built.
Yeah.
So it's actually been very gender neutral. And then recently they've introduced the, I guess you can call them the sets that are kind of veered towards the female perspective in the Friends series.
The Friends series.
Yeah, Mike, do you know much about the Friends series?
Yeah, back in the 80s or 90s, there was a series called Belleville, which had lots of unicorns and umbrellas and things like that.
But that's for gay boys, surely. That wasn't for the girls.
It wasn't very successful.
Right.
So that got withdrawn quite soon.
Because the thing, we talk about male or female, but the thing I like about Lego is it actually can be a group activity. You can sit there, and I certainly with my nephews and nieces, I've sat down and we played Lego on the floor, together.
I used to tip the bucket out on the carpet and build my dream house with a tree and a
swing.
It was just very fanciful.
Fancy. Now, of course, since 1950, Lego has released, and we've mentioned one of the sets there, the other Friends set, but a number of different sets. So way back in the day, they had a town and city set. Maybe that's what you use to build your house there, Matt. I don't know.
Who knows?
The space set, which I remember from my youth. They had a robot series. They had pirates. I'm thinking with pirate ships and the like. They have a train set, Vikings, a whole castle. Dinosaurs, very Game of Thrones, a dinosaur set. Oh, sorry, the castle set was more Game of Thrones. The dinosaurs were more Jurassic Park. An undersea exploration set and a Wild West set. So turning to Mike, how many of those sets do you have, Mike?
I have some old pirate sets from when I was young. I remember being fixated on the parrot, which was like a rainbow colour. It must have been a premonition of what was to come. So.
Now, they've actually just recently started to go back and Disney have actually gone back into their history and started to re-release some of these sets as new again. So they've just released some pirate sets, which Mike happened to, I would say, collect every set that just come out from the pirate series.
Yeah, there are some sets that people call evergreen. So they're sets that recur every 10 years or so. And space pirates, kind of like a Wild West theme. Those are all the sets that recur.
Who are these people? Who are these people that call them evergreen? Is there a community of Lego aficionados? And
collectors? There's a community of adult Lego fans, which are called AFOLs, adult fans of Lego. So,
nerd alert!
Adult fans of Lego. So yes. You are a card carrying member of the adult fans of Lego.
Perhaps.
we get a weekly is it a monthly newsletter? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That well organized.
Yeah.
That's from Lego
to
itself.
Our door.
Yeah, that's from Lego itself.
Now, there's talking about online communities. There's a few different websites. So what's the one that you're involved in?
I like to use Brickset. So they have they're run by Lego fans. They have a huge database of almost every product that Lego's ever released.
And so when you get a new set, you can actually add it to your online account.
Yeah, that's right. So you can create an account. You can list the sets that you've got yourself, and it gives you statistics of how many pieces there are and how much they're worth.
Now, we did ask you to be prepared for tonight, so I know you've got some stats for me. How many sets do you actually have registered on that account?
218.
218.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very healthy obsession, I'd suggest.
This is spanning 20 years of Lego obsession.
Yes, 20 years. Yeah. So I haven't added those ones in yet. Since I started as an adult.
When do you find time to do all of this? My goodness.
Did it actually tell you how many different individual pieces you have?
Yes, 72,100.
Wow.
That's a lot of sore feet.
If you step on them, that's right. And tell me, how are you with sharing your toys, Mike? Are there rules?
Not really. No. I enjoy building them with other people in the room.
So if I was to come to visit and see this Lego room, this monument to Lego, would you let me touch the Lego?
No, you would not be able to touch.
No, that's not true. You can.
Are you saying he could?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, he's been able to... The ones we did bring back from New Zealand, we've been able to actually... I've been able to build them myself, so he's been nice enough to let me do that.
I've learnt to share.
So is it something you guys do as a couple? Is it couples time where you co-create Lego stuff?
We actually don't build the same sets together, but if I buy a set, he's built it, and if he buys a set, I've built it. So it's a joint... activity, I guess you could say.
Because, Matt, for your birthday this year, did you get a Lego...
Yeah, I got Harry Potter. The Burrows, very, very rare, and I was very, very fortunate to get that as a gift.
So Harry Potter's been Lego-sized as well.
Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, all these major movie franchises have been... You've got to do it to keep up.
And they're only out for a limited time, so once they're gone, they become collector's items.
Ah, so have you got any Lego sets that you've not opened because of the value, perhaps, of not cracking them open?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what you do for the, you buy two sets instead of just the one, so you can open one and keep one as a spare.
Yeah, sometimes for rarer sets, I buy two, so that we have one to play with and another one to collect.
One to play and one for good.
Yes.
And there's also been a lot of different series for the minifigs that have been released as well.
Yeah, so, that's right.
You've got every single series of those twice?
Yes. There have been about 15 sets of minifigures, which are in packets that you can't see into. So when you see them in the store, you have to either guess what's inside or feel them through the bag. That became quite an obsession of mine.
So you've got like a secret sense around, a tactile sense around touch. Yeah. A bit like Daredevil, perhaps, the blind man who has extrasensory abilities to hear and touch and sense. You're like the Lego whisperer. Is this what?
I could be the minifigure whisperer.
He's spent many hours in a department store just standing at the box of the minifigs, just feeling the bags to make sure he gets the right one.
Until they ask you to leave, I'm sure.
Yes, that's right.
So tell me, Lego is one of those things, I imagine it's a cold, wintry day, you've got the fire going, maybe you've opened a bottle of red wine, you're doing your Lego, but you also might be doing jigsaw puzzles as well. That sort of creating a very focused hobby type activity. Are you also into Legos as well? Into jigsaws as well? Or is it just Lego?
Just Lego at the moment.
And it's quite an expensive hobby with that many sets. Yeah. Do you know what the average price is, Mike, for a set?
The average price?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most you've paid for a set then?
400.
Did you know this before tonight, Matt?
Yes, I'm well aware of the funding that goes behind this hobby.
Those are pretty big sets though, so they're...
And can I just ask, do you actually play with them? So once you've built your pirate ship, do you like fill the bathtub up and play pirate Lego?
No, they go on the
shelf. Not so much. They're more like models. So I keep them on the shelf more than anything.
Yeah. Fantastic. Now, Was it last year or 2014, we saw the Lego movie came out, so Lego moving into cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Lego movie?
Yes.
Were you there sort of for the release of it? Were you waiting it with excitement? And
Yeah, I saw it within the first week or so.
Uh-huh. And disappointed?
No, not at all. It was good. I thought it was quite a technical accomplishment, how they made every brick in 3D and built them all together. It was quite impressive.
So every single piece in that film is actually a Lego piece or set that exists in real life.
Yeah, all the pieces are real Lego pieces. And
oh, I did not know that.
All the pieces were animated individually.
And the actual characters, was it Emmett? Was Emmett and the Batman guy? Are they actually Lego characters as well?
You can buy them now. They made sets to go with the movie, so...
Okay, and I understand there's going to be a spin-off of the movie featuring Batman.
Yeah? Yes, that's right.
And that's, I think they're looking to release that in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty exciting.
And so that's actually a spin-off, not an actual sequel.
Yeah, I think there's a sequel coming a few years later down the track.
Huh.
So we could end up like with Harry Potter having 7 Lego movies, you think?
Multiple, and every film will have a set that goes with it and a multitude of different pieces.
Matt, you might become a Lego widow if that was to happen. I think you might lose Mike to the cinema.
If I haven't already.
So it's 28 past the hour, 9:28, and you're on The Woods with Matt and Dean.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. And if I can
make it to the middle of this tightrope. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make it to the
middle of this tightrope. And you are on The Woods on Joy 94.9 on this Thursday evening. I'm Bear Curious Dean, and I'm here with Babe Max Bear Matt. But we're home alone because Big Bear Mark is off enjoying himself elsewhere. So home alone.
He's out of hibernation enjoying the fruits of Anastasia.
Absolutely. You know, we're talking tonight about things that bears might do home alone. And one thing, Matt, that occurs to me that people might do if they're home alone is listen to podcasts of our show, podcasts. Catch up on all your old favourites. Do you have a favourite, Matt?
The Woods, of course.
The Woods. So to get into the podcasts, you can go to the Joy website, joy.org.au. You can listen to the podcasts on Stitcher or on iTunes, and you can catch up there on our interview recently with Michelle and Kurt. That was a good episode. We talked about trans issues. Last week we had Adam from Helen, Melbourne. We talked about bears in Beirut. That was a very interesting...
That was an eye-opener for me.
Yeah, it was fascinating, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Such a difficult upbringing, and then come to Australia and find love and a place in the bear community in Australia.
And like Ross, who was here a couple of weeks before.
Our personal favourite, Ross the Glamour Bear, exactly.
And we'll get him back on in a couple of weeks' time as well.
So his story was really interesting. He grew up in the church, got married, had some kids, underwent some gay conversion therapy, which didn't quite work for him.
No.
Unfortunately, so he left the marriage, but he still has a relationship with his now adult sons and his wife.
And now he's out and proud. And
absolutely.
Glamour bearing it up.
So that's one thing that bears, whether you're a curious bear or bear curious or a fully fledged bear, the type of things you can do on a cool winter evening or autumn evening as it is here in Melbourne.
Or just exploring the search engine online and just type whatever you want and let your heart find the right thing, including Lego.
Lego.
Which is what we're talking about tonight.
L-E-G-O. Lego.
Now, Mike, you've obviously got a lot of sets. We know that.
Yes.
Do you have favourites?
I do. I have a favourite theme, which is called modular buildings.
Modular buildings, are they like it sounds? Are they just buildings that are...
They are. They're all a standard size, so you can fit them all together. They have special pins on the edges that you can use to join them all together into a long street, which is quite exciting. And they're about 40, 50 centimetres high.
Okay, so they're quite substantial.
They are. They have about 2,000 pieces on average.
Wow, that's a lot of pieces.
Over 2,000.
Now, do they release, I believe, one of those every year?
Yes, that's right. They usually keep 3 going at a time. So as the older ones get older, they drop them out and add a new one.
And how many are they up to now?
They're up to 10 at the moment.
Okay, so past decade. And you've got how many of those?
Doing quick calculation.
About 6 or 7.
Okay.
Yes.
Which ones are you missing?
The latest one, the Detective Office.
And the Greengrocer, which I think is the first one?
That's right. There's a Cafe Corner, Greengrocer and Market something which I'm missing.
Now, I've also done some research. These go for thousands of dollars online.
They do, especially the earlier ones.
Because they're obviously quite rare.
Is that on a wish list? Do we need a bridal registry?
Dean, can I borrow some money?
No. It's not for Lego. Good for it.
Yeah, they originally sold for maybe $300 or $400 and now in their thousands.
So it's an investment. Is that what you're saying, Mike?
Some people invest in these ones. These ones especially because they're gone after a few years. So mm-hmm. they shoot up in value as soon as they've been discontinued.
And I've already earmarked the ones that we are going to retire on.
Oh, retirement Lego.
Retirement.
Did you put little stickers underneath the bottom? People's initials.
Mine.
Mine. His. Mine. His.
Now, the modular buildings, obviously, they're in our house, so they do take up a lot of space because they are quite big. But they're not your biggest set. The Tower of Orthanc is actually quite large.
Oh, yes.
How large does that go?
I think it's about a metre.
It's
so a metre high it's Lego a meter high, set. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all in black tiles as well.
And sorry, what is it though?
It's
tower.
The tower from the Lord of the Rings. You know the tower with the big eye on the top?
No, I don't know that. Yeah. I don't know that.
Okay, it's all right. We'll show you a picture.
Show me a picture. Is this in your Lego room or is this sort of like modern art?
It's
in
at the top of the shelf.
Okay.
And it's massive. It's a metre. I took a good few weeks to build this set myself.
And so all the tiles are black, so is that quite a challenge to put them together? Is it like a jigsaw of blue sky?
Because when you get a Lego set, obviously you're a modern-day Lego virgin, they come in numbered bags. So you build the first bag, and then you build the second bag, and so on and so forth. And I think the Tower of Orthanc had about 17 bags, because it was massive.
Lego by numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was very, very impressive.
And I saw recently on YouTube, there's a clip of some people who did, they created a Death Star ship from Star Wars. They spent hours, I guess, putting this big piece together, and it was like a metre high as well. Mm-hmm. And then they destroyed it. They actually suspended it and let it go.
Heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking, yeah? All that work. Could you dismantle them? Is that something that you consider?
Sometimes, but...
Did you dismantle any to come to Australia when you moved from New Zealand?
Yeah. When I moved over here a few years ago, I had them all assembled in my room, and then I had to move, so I took them all apart and put them into bags, brought them over.
Sometimes with a good book, you like to read a good book over and over again. Are there certain Lego pieces that you want to build over and over again?
Yeah, definitely. Some of them have quite complex building techniques, so it's not just stacking bricks on top of each other. You actually put them at an angle or coming down at a 90-degree angle where they touch other bricks and... Not the usual, just joining things together. The things hang off other parts. And
so the modular set is your favourite set, but do you actually have a favourite... a favourite series, but do you have a favourite set specifically?
I think I like the Prezen restaurant. It's like a little restaurant down the bottom, an apartment building on top, or apartment level with a staircase around the side.
Fancy.
And an interesting coloured roof.
Oh.
Plants growing up the back.
And they've obviously got some mechanics in some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So which ones are the ones that you have that move?
There's some from the Creator Expert range, or the Creator Expert theme. I have a fairground mixer, which is like a fairground ride with chairs and a central hub. And you can put a motor on it, and the whole thing spins around.
Now, Dean, did you ever go to the show or a fair?
Like a royal show sort of thing?
Yeah.
They used to have a ride called the Joyride.
The Joyride?
It looks exactly like that. It's like three different seats.
Like big arms coming
three
up.
Arms on the same mechanics, and then there are three different seats on that. And so it spins around on the little ones while the big one spins around.
So you could have a Lego catch-up group... go and visit one of these rides.
I guess you could.
Now, is there a Lego catch-up group? Is there an underground Lego catch-up group or an online
There's quite a lot of online activity.
So it's an online thing for so what's the name again? Adult fans of Lego. FOLs.
Yes.
FOLs, okay.
Yeah, so there's quite a big Australian presence on the Whirlpool Forum, which is an Australian website.
And they some of them actually do get together every month or so.
Yeah, there are also groups of people who get together.
To sit and build Lego. Where can people go, Mike, to actually find out a bit more?
I'd recommend the Whirlpool Forum. So if you look for the Lego thread on there, there's a wiki link at the top of that, and that lists a whole lot of Australian user group or Lego groups.
Now, is going to this group a good way to meet other bears?
I'm not sure. I haven't met any.
Oh, you haven't met any on the... Oh, so, so if you're listening and you are a bear and you do have a bit of a hankering for Lego, this could be a good way to meet Mike or to meet other other people.
Hands off.
Oh, no. I didn't mean that. I meant in a social context.
Of course.
You can actually head to the Woods Facebook page and there's more information on there. It will be after the show about those different sites. You are listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. Send us a text message in your favourite set, which is 0427-JOY-949, and we'll be back after this.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Oh, 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 clap your hands, clap your hands.
This is The Woods on Joy 94.9. I am Bear Curious Dean, and I'm here with Baymare Bax. I can't say it, Matt.
We're just going to cut it down.
I'm going to call you Matt.
Just Matt.
Yeah,
just
Matt. But Big Bear Mark, he ain't here tonight. He's off with Anastasia, with his hands in the air, I'm sure he's dancing away,
gallivanting across,
having
the
having a great night. We're home alone without Big Bear Mark. So we've invited in Mike. We're having a bit of a chat about things that you do when you're home alone, and in particular, Lego. But you know what? Sometimes people don't want to be home alone. Sometimes they want to go out. Mm-hmm. They want to go out and meet other bears and party. So I wanted to talk through some of the things that are happening in Melbourne and around the country in the next couple of weeks.
It's a whip around.
So whip around. So on the 16th of May. In Melbourne, we've got the Halem Dance Party. Halem Melbourne. And of course, last week we were speaking to Adam from Halem.
So they've got their dance party on the 16th?
16th of May. It's going to be at Macabar at 177 Greville Street in Paran. And it's a night of tantalising music and live entertainment with DJs who will get you spinning over the night with the hottest uplifting vocal Arabic and English house music to get you twerking and belly dancing the night away.
Now, all are welcome to this event as well.
Absolutely.
So if you want to find out more information, how can people do that?
They could go to the Facebook page, Halem Melbourne on Facebook. Now, Mike, are you a belly dancer?
No, I could be, but...
You could be?
Yeah.
Good night out. And of course, tickets are available at the door for $20.
That's very cheap for a good night out.
I'm looking forward to that one. In fact, we're going to that, so looking forward to that one. Of course, Big Bears are having a den night at the Laird on Saturday the 23rd of May.
It's always a good night at den night.
I've been to one of the den night. I went to the Berioki recently. We had a great night.
Yeah, it's good people, good music, and
good way atmosphere to meet other bears. And if you haven't been to one before, if you're bear curious like myself, or if you want to meet bears in the Melbourne area, go along. Go along. Introduce yourself to one of the committee members.
Sometimes they have karaoke. Sometimes they have bear competitions and things like that. And, of course, Southern Hibernation is coming up.
Absolutely. And so, of course, tickets are on sale. I bought my ticket the other night for the Mr. Australasia Bear. Oh,
are you entering the competition?
Not entering the competition. I'm going to go as a Bear Curious Observer.
Now, the one I'm very interested in is the Men on Men Art Show.
Absolutely. So this, if speaking about being home alone, you might want to spend some time over the next couple of weeks home alone creating some art.
It's actually really good because some of the people around here are very creative, and there's artwork that people have painted, or you know, photographs that have been taken. So if you actually are an artist or you're an up-and-coming photographer and you want to get your art out there, and it's men on men, that is the theme of the show, jump onto their website and have a look.
And I guess the images of masculinity, and I'm wondering, Mike, whether Lego, do you think Lego could... I mean, you showed me your big tower before, what would we call it again?
The Tower of Orthanc.
Could that perhaps be a symbol of masculinity to be entered into the Men on Men art show?
Perhaps.
You don't sound convinced.
I wouldn't call it art.
No.
Okay. So maybe don't do the Lego for the Men on Men art show. Maybe do your pastels or your finger painting or your other mediums, but not your Lego.
I guess you could always paint Lego bricks and then...
You could. Yeah.
Some good options there. So we've talked about Southern Hibernation, but I've mentioned the Mr. Australasian Bear, which is happening on the 13th of June. And, of course, Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub are hosting the evening. Which would be great.
If you want to see them in the flesh, go and have a look.
Now, just in terms of Southern Bear Hibernation, on the 7th of June, we've got the Fur Dance Party, which I'm told is a great night. Have you guys been to the Fur Dance Party before?
We did the first year.
Uh-huh.
And, in fact, we met at, as we said earlier, at the Southern Hibernation.
Ah, okay. Now, of course, if you do want to meet somebody, on the 10th of June is the Underbear Party.
Funny you should mention that.
Is that where you guys met? Or you all got giggly and shy.
Yeah,
we okay. Have. So if you want to meet a bear, maybe the Underbear Party is for you. And that's on the 10th of June. The 12th of June, of course, is the Warrior Heart Costume Dance Party as part of Southern Bear Hibernation.
And it's important to know as well there, Dean, that it's not just bears who do attend these events. Mm-hmm. If you're an admirer of a bear, yep. So you could be tiny, skinny person who doesn't resemble a bear at all.
The furless?
You could be a furless. The furless bin. You can go along, and if you enjoy the company of bears, you're welcome.
Because it's all about the attitude, yeah?
That's right. It's all about the attitude. It's an attitude.
And, of course, with the Warrior Heart dance party, it's a dress-up. So you go dressed as your favourite warrior. So whether your favourite warrior is a gladiator or Jon Snow or Xena.
Dean, what would you go dressed
as? I think I'd go as Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You know nothing of the world.
I just walk around saying, winter is coming. Winter, anything brooding and
we need you a nice serious. Faux fur.
The faux sure. fur. Absolutely. So, of course, with Southern Bear Hibernation, if you there is a special on. If you buy your tickets now, before Mother's Day, so this Sunday, you get a bit of a discount. Like a bit of a discount?
Everyone loves a discount.
Absolutely.
Especially a bear.
So there you go. So go online and get your tickets to Southern Bear Hibernation. Now, if you are travelling into warmer climes, so let's say you go to Perth or to Brisbane or to Sydney, and you're a bear and you're looking for bear events, don't worry. They're happening. It's all happening. So look at me. I'm an expert on this stuff now. Expert.
I know you've done your research.
I've done my research. So Harbour City Bears up in Sydney, they this weekend, or the 9th of May, they've got their Mr. Harbour City Bear Contest. So this is a contender for the sash.
Ooh.
So, of course, a couple of weeks back, we spoke to Michael from Mr. West Bear Oz, and we spoke to Marcus, who is Mr. Briz Bears. This Saturday, we find out who will be contending.
And everyone loves a pageant.
Don't they? And a sash.
And a crown.
So this is happening at the Imperial Hotel this Saturday, and it's followed by the Bear Jam, which sounds like a fun party. Again, $20 for members, $25 for non-members. Finding out more, go to harbourcitybears.com.au. But if you don't want to go to Sydney, let's say you want to go to Brisbane. Let's say you like Brisbane. Briz Bears have got something happening on the 16th of May. They've got their Den Night, and it's the Heroes and Villain Den Night. Again, dress-up party. Heroes and villains, what would you go as?
I think just as a general people, we do like a good dress-up party.
We bears, like, just between us bears, we do like to dress up.
A nice, costume, frocks and things like that. It's all happening.
And with heroes and villains, Jack, you can do a bit of a cape.
Oh, nice. I do like a good Thor costume.
Your Thor. A good Thor costume. Actually, I saw that the other day, the movie. It's a good flick. Good flick, that. So that's happening on Saturday, the 16th of May. And there are cash prizes and all sorts of fun stuff happening. So to find out more about that, actually, that one's $5 for members and $10 for non-members.
I guess it's all-inclusive, so that's why the prices aren't
absolutely
skyrocketing for these types of events.
So brisbears.org.au is the place to go to get more information about that. But, of course, if you are venturing into the West, there is more happening in the West as well. This is a bear nation.
It's a true whip-around.
Absolutely. I'm whipping everywhere.
You're going everywhere.
www.bears.perth.org. You can find out about the Bears Den Night. They've got a bear jackpot. They've got great raffle prizes. Come and have a drink and meet some new friends. How welcoming is that? So that's happening that's this Saturday as well, Saturday, May the 9th.
Just so people can get a hold of this information there, Dean, we'll post it on our Facebook page, which
is good
idea. Woods at Joy949. And we've actually come to the end of a show.
I know. So no need to be home alone. You could do some of these events, or you could stay home and listen to a podcast of this show, or you can play Lego with Mike.
You can build Lego.
But
you
don't
can
touch his. Don't touch his Lego.
You can build a jigsaw puzzle. You can play cards, whatever your hobby might be.
Now, of course, in coming weeks, which is a bit of exciting news, we've got an interview.
We do. Daniel from Looking.
Friends, that's right. Looking Bear. The Naked Bear.
I'm very excited because it's a very good series.
Absolutely. Shame it got cancelled, but we are having a chat to him, so that'll be good.
And we'll chat about the upcoming movie that they're making as well.
And we're also keen, moving forward, to speak to more people from the community with different stories, as we said earlier. Speaking to Adam from Lebanon and Ross from his experience, and Michelle and Kurt. One area in particular that I'm interested in is panda bears. So if you are a panda bear and you have a story to tell, we'd love to hear from you.
So also head to our website.
Yeah.
Or they can get to us via email.
Fantastic. So you've been listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9 with me, Bear Curious Dean, Matt, and his partner Mike, who's spoken about his Lego. So thanks for that. And we'll see you next week
in
The Woods.
Night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.